Welcome back to Sports Day. Fantastic to have thanks to Elders Insurance, from local football to community events. It's our way of giving back, and we head to the Greater Western Sydney Giants. And Adam Kennedy joins us here on Sports Day. Adam, welcome, mate. How are you going?
Hey, Mark. Carl, how are you going?
We are going really well, mate. You're looking forward to getting up to Manuka, mate. So it's going to be a bit chilly, I think. And, well, 11.45 Western Standard Time, that match is going to get underway on the weekend.
Yeah, it's always good getting down there. We've got the Giants faithful down there. They always come along and support in good numbers. So hopefully we can finish the season off in style.
When it comes to playing party poopers, you're quite happy to spoil Fremantle's quest to finish top four this season on the radar, just to shape the eight, as they say?
Yeah, they're obviously playing for a lot more than we are. But at the same time, even sort of similar to the Dogs last week, we didn't quite get there. But people will be watching our game because we do make a difference to that top four, top eight, and how it's going to end up. So it gives us something to play for a little bit, and hopefully we can make it a little bit tricky for them.
How do you reflect on the last couple of weeks? As you said, just fell a kick short against the Bulldogs, and then Essendon prior to that, you were very good. So some nice momentum, hopefully, to build for 2023.
Yeah, we had a pretty pretty honest week after the Sydney game, where there was a lot of discussion, open discussion between coaches, players, just where we're at. We were really disappointed with that result, and a few before that as well. So we thought we could either go on and finish the season like that and be really disappointing, or we can make the most of the last three or so weeks and get something out of it, whether it's a few young players playing or just a few boys getting form back and, taking a little bit of momentum, I know it's a little bit cliche, but into the pre-season, and, know we can take it up to these teams that are in the eighth at the moment.
Now, Adam, my co-commentator here, Mark Reddings, has been getting into me because I had you blokes in the top four at the start of the season, mate, and unfortunately you're down in the wrong end of the table right at the moment. What do you reckon at the start? Because obviously at the start of the year I look at your list and I see the talent, and most of the talent's been available. I know you've been up and down in some cases when it comes to losing players and getting players back, which every club goes through, but what do you reckon went wrong early in the season?
I don't know, maybe hold that thought for 2023, because we still definitely believe that, we've got the list and talent to, take us up into the top eight, top four for next year. So we're confident we can turn it around, but it's not going to happen without, changing a few things and, putting in the hard work over the summer. So we were just coming into the season, we were still as confident as ever, whether that was a confidence thing after, not getting results early on, or I'm not really too sure what it was, but it's definitely been a season where we've taken a lot of learnings from it, and hopefully it can hold us in a pretty good state for next year, and we can climb back up that ladder.
Talking with Adam Kennedy from the Giants ahead of their big showdown with the Dockers on Saturday. You talk about change, Adam. Well, the coach, that may well be the change that is capturing a lot of attention over the next few weeks. As a player, how much attention? It sounds like Alistair Clarkson is out of the mix, but there would be a few people that think they can do some really good work with your group.
Yeah, well, to be honest, we as players, we're not. Maybe the leaders might be different, but we're not really hearing too much about it. We know that, there's a process to go through, and and that's what Dave Matthews and the likes are going through. And all I know is sort of what Mark's doing at the moment, and he's doing a great job in trying to freshen things up and change a few things in his own way to sort of spark up the boys for these last few weeks, which he's been doing pretty well, I think. So I probably know as much as you guys and a few of the names that are sort of floating up. So I'm sure the club will get it right, and we'll probably have an announcement hopefully soon.
What's James Hurd's role at the club at the moment?
All year he's been touching base, more so with the leaders, and working closely, with the likes of, especially the three captains and the broader leadership group. And then game day, he you know, pretty much comes in, touches base. He sits in the coach. I'm guessing sort of mentors Mark a little bit, but also just gives, obviously lets him do his own thing. For me personally, he's really good about just talking about, the individual's game and sort of challenges each player about, you know, what they want to work on, especially in the last month, and what they want to get out of it, and sort of keeps you honest in that regard. So he's been really good. Can't speak for all the boys, but for me individually, just working on my game and trying to improve it.
Adam, the other big statement I made at the start of the season, on top of you guys finishing in the top four, was that Tom Green will win a Brownlow medal. What do you reckon? Do you reckon he's good enough?
Yeah, I do think he's good enough. I've seen enough of some of his good games, and yeah, he's got something special about him, Greeno. He's one of those big bodied mids. I know at trainings, when we're doing little match simulations, he bullies me around a little bit, so I know I'm not as big as some of the other mids out there, but he's got something special. I think he'll just keep growing with confidence. I think a lot of people forget I'm not sure what year he's in, but he's still pretty.
He's
pretty
21,
old,
mate. So, he's only 21.
Yeah, exactly right. He sort of talked about as if, which is sort of credit to him, because that's just how highly people are holding him at the moment. But he's still learning a lot about his own game, and I think he's shown throughout the year that, you know, he can change a game off his own boot. So he'll be really exciting going forward.
Now, how is Harry Himmelberg enjoying his switch, mate? Because we've seen him go from the start of the year to being one of your key forwards. In fact, I reckon he was leading your goal kicking. And then you put him down back, and his footwork from in defence was one of the features of his game. And, you know, last week, another 30 disposals. He's getting hold of plenty of the footy and even getting forward and kicking a goal as well when he has to.
Yeah, as good as it is, it's a bit disappointing because I'm always telling how hard he is as a defender, and he's come back, and I don't know if I've got within about 20 disposals of him all year in the game. So he's doing really well. He just reads the play really well. He's pretty confident back there, and as you said, he's got a super leg on him, so he's really dangerous with the ball. So we try and get in his hands. I don't know what will happen sort of going forward, but it's always good to have that guy that can go forward, go down back, and, you know, even at times this year he's pinched it in the ruck, so he's a pretty handy player.
Speaking of the ruck, how do you stop Sean Darcy this weekend? He's a reigning Glendinning Allan medalist. He was outstanding against the Eagles. It was a bit of a slog over here in the West, so hoping from your perspective that they're a bit fatigued and a bit banged up.
Yeah, I saw there was a pretty tough match over there last week, so yeah, it'd be nice for them to be a little bit sore and hopefully they put a lot of energy into that game. But I'm sure they'll come ready with everything they've got to play for this week. As a Darcy, yeah, he's just a really, really good player. So it's a great challenge for whoever be rucking for us this week, probably Briggs. So he's a young, up-and-coming ruckman. So, he's been really good at stepping up when he's had these big duels against the key rucks of the competition. So that's one that's really exciting for him, and, you know, you can sort of see where he's at.
Finally, Adam, realities are this weekend will be the last time this group plays together. Of course, across the league that happens, but talk of Tim Taranto moving on and other players potentially moving to Melbourne, etc. It's a chance to go out in style if that's the case, because we know lists change year on year.
Yeah, exactly right. I think every club goes through sort of this sort of thing. Hopefully, a lot of the boys, you know, do want to stay and stick around, because there are exciting things to come at the Giants. And I'm pretty confident in that. I know that, you know, sort of the names get floated around, and I sort of sit back and I'm like, yeah, it's a little bit surprising, because you see, you know, how much they do love the club. So, I'm pretty optimistic that, you know, a lot of those results of the trade period will go our way, because I think we've got good culture at the club, and I think everyone is really excited going into 2023.
Thank you very much for chatting to us tonight, mate. It's been a privilege having you on our show, and we'll see you in action on the weekend. Take care.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Game 149 will be two, Skeet, on the weekend for Adam Kennedy. So one shy of his 150th game. I think he got concussed a couple of weeks ago, so he would probably be edging across that that milestone if he didn't miss that game.
Yeah, he speaks really well. And the Giants, let's be honest, this is a game that is far from a done deal for the Dockers. They've got to travel to the other side of the country. The Giants beating Essendon, coming close to the Bulldogs in Canberra. This is, as I say, a banana peel possibility for Freo.
We need a clearer commitment. On the other side, we're going to come back and have a chat to Aaron Zalewski, who is back in town. I believe the Cookout Borough's co-captain and gold medalist from the Birmingham Commonwealth Games. Thanks to Elders Insurance, hands-on support for our local community. We'll be back soon.